For those of you that don't know me, my name is Alex Wilson. I'm a senior at Milton High School, and I'm part of our incredible teen ministry that's been thriving right now. Today I want to talk a little bit about getting rid of obstacles in our relationships. This all kind of was sparked from a father-son retreat out at camp, where we talked about running the race together with our fathers. And we had one lesson on Saturday morning where we talked about just some things we didn't necessarily love talking about with our dads. We felt uncomfortable, and just some more obstacles we had that prevented us from running that race together. Me and my dad are kind of in a good spot right now, so we didn't have like necessarily a lot to talk about. So that kind of led me to thinking about a lot of other relationships that I had, that I just had some things that I wasn't talking about or was ignoring. And that led to a talk later that week that I'm so glad I had with Corey Cole. We had a meeting earlier that week with a lot of disciples and just talking about what our goals were for this upcoming semester. And I didn't necessarily understand what his vision was, and that kind of frustrated me. I wasn't really comfortable with what we were talking about, and I was just kind of pulling away from Corey because of that. I felt distant. We usually meet once every couple weeks just to have breakfast, catch up, see how I'm doing, what he can help me with or pray for me about. And I was kind of pulling away from that. We hadn't met in like a month together, and I was just distant, and I wasn't feeling comfortable just like being with him. And after the father-son retreat where we talked about just getting rid of these obstacles in our relationships, I was like, okay, I need to sit down, have a talk with him, try to just work all of this out. And because of that, I'm in a much better spot with Corey, and I'm very happy about what our plan is next semester. And I was just reflecting a lot about that and just how important that was for me, because I don't usually do that. I usually just let things work themselves out, try to leave it, let it be, or just ignore it. And I think that was a very important thing for me, just to work through these things and not just let it be, knowing that I have the power to change some of my relationships in a better way. And then when I was just thinking about what I wanted to speak about today, I was like, well, how is this relating to God? How is this relating to my relationship with God right now? And just thinking about that, I was very relieved when I was thinking about just some of the obstacles that we have in our relationship with God. He's gotten rid of the biggest one, which I'm really happy about. He's gotten rid of sin and just that barrier in our relationship. And I just find that really hard to believe sometimes and hard to feel. I understand that. I conceptually understand that he's forgiven me for everything, but I can feel that it's hard to feel sometimes, and that's some of the actual barriers that I currently have with God. If everyone could turn to Hebrews 19 through 22. Oh, chapter 10, 19 through 22. Sorry. Says, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened up for us through a curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full of assurance that faith brings us, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our body washed over with pure water. Just thinking about a scripture for this, Hebrews 9 and 10 just talks a lot about the tabernacle and how things functioned, and talking about the holy place and the most holy place. In verse 19, it says, we have confidence to enter the most holy place. That stuck out to me. Like, we were able to enter a place consistently with God that was only allowed once a year back then. Only the priest was allowed to go in there once a year and beg for mercy that God would forgive them and just have a direct conversation with him. There's a lot of things that I've, I guess, taken for granted because Jesus died on the cross and sacrificed himself. And I think I've taken prayer for granted recently. I guess I never really thought that because Jesus died, I'm able to have a direct conversation with God whenever I want to, that I'm able to ask for forgiveness every day. I don't have to wait for that one day a year where I pray that God will forgive me and that someone else will have that conversation with God. I'm glad I'm able to directly apologize and build a relationship with him, and that I'm not trusting someone else to build that relationship for me. But with that, and with us being able to have that direct relationship with God, there's some obstacles I usually put up that create another barrier. Sometimes I can deal with guilt, and I don't always take that well, of even though I know I'm forgiven and I get to live every day in grace and mercy, that I still feel guilty for what I've done. I can also, like my conversation with Corey, I can also not understand his vision for me. Since it's not always immediate and not always clear, I can get frustrated with, is he really have my best interest at heart? Or if something bad happens, why is this happening to me? Is this really what you think is good? And I can be angry with that and angry with God. But these are all barriers I put up with in my relationship with God. Communion is a time for us to remember that God has removed all of these obstacles from our lives and that we put up these obstacles ourselves. So as we take communion today, I want us to reflect on the obstacles in your personal relationships with God. What's holding you back from meeting with him? What's holding you back from just developing a deeper bond with him? What's preventing you from being more faithful? So I'm going to lead us in a prayer, and then we'll take communion. Dear God, thank you so much just for the beautiful weather today. I am just so thankful right now, just around Thanksgiving, get to reflect on everything that we're grateful for. I really pray that during communion, we're just able to reflect on our relationship with you and just be very thankful that you sacrificed your son for us. Very thankful that you've gotten rid of all of these obstacles in our relationship. I pray that we're able to reflect on our barriers and our obstacles, that we're able to get rid of those, and we're able just to come closer with you. In your son's name, amen.